Welcome to Below the Surface, presented by the Underwater Solutions Group. In this episode, we examine the operational methodology required for executing underwater inspection and repair works within a live port environment, focusing on quay walls, berth pockets, and lock structures in the Port of Antwerp. Subsurface civil infrastructure in major marine hubs operates under continuous operational pressure. Structures are subjected to hydrodynamic forces, vessel impacts, tidal fluctuations, and aggressive chemical exposure. Planning underwater maintenance requires balancing structural integrity requirements against terminal productivity. Asset owners must establish rigorous inspection protocols that cause minimal disruption to commercial shipping schedules while adhering to class rules and port authority regulations. Inspection campaigns must deliver repeatable, high-resolution data regarding concrete degradation, steel sheet pile corrosion, scour depth, and foundation stability. Achieving this standard requires systematic site characterization, standardized spatial referencing, and precise timing relative to local hydrodynamics. Throughout this episode, we outline how underwater engineering contractors prepare, coordinate, and execute subsea scopes inside busy port basins. Understanding these operational constraints enables infrastructure managers to optimize maintenance budgets, extend structural design life, and ensure compliance with European maritime standards. Scope preparation for quay wall and lock maintenance begins with establishing baseline geographical grid systems and collecting bathymetric data. In dynamic ports such as Antwerp, tidal variation influences dive operational windows and acoustic sensor accuracy. Prior to mobilization, engineering teams examine historical structural drawings, previous survey records, and soil mechanics data. A primary technical requirement is the segmentation of quay walls into distinct, standardized panels or bollard-to-bollard sections. This spatial grid allows partial or multi-year survey campaigns to remain directly comparable over decades. Initial desktop studies identify high-risk zones, including mudlines subject to propeller wash, splash zones vulnerable to atmospheric corrosion, and mechanical joint interfaces and lock gates. Equipment selection depends on expected visibility, current velocity, water salinity, and structural material. Ultrasonic thickness gauges, high-definition video cameras, and multi-beam sonar arrays are calibrated to local water parameters before deployment. Operational contingency plans are developed for unexpected weather changes, heavy vessel traffic, or sudden drops in underwater visibility. Establishing clear technical parameters during the planning phase ensures that underwater operations yield quantitative data rather than subjective visual observations, providing a solid foundation for long-term civil asset monitoring. Executing subsea scopes within active commercial port basins demands continuous multi-party communication and operational synchronization. The diving contractor must coordinate daily activities with port authorities, harbor masters, terminal operators, and vessel captains. Port regulations mandate strict notification procedures before introducing diving spread or remotely operated vehicles into navigation channels or vessel berths. Working windows are tied directly to commercial shipping arrivals and departures. Vessel movements generate hydrodynamic suction, thruster wash, and wake turbulence, creating severe underwater hazards and disturbing acoustic measurement tools. Consequently, diving ops require formal permits to work, isolation of dynamic positioning systems on nearby ships, and lockouts on water intake or discharge infrastructure. Coordination meetings establish clear protocols for emergency abort procedures if an unannounced vessel movement occurs. Waterway managers ensure that nearby lock operations do not create sudden velocity shifts across the worksite during active dive shifts. Furthermore, close communication with terminal operations allows dive teams to access berth pockets during short windows between container ship movements. By integrating dive scheduling directly into port management systems, contractors ensure continuous working progress without compromising port throughput or commercial shipping schedules. Methodology and tool selection are determined by site geometry, operational safety rules, and project deliverable requirements. Commercial divers operating under surface-supplied air systems provide physical intervention for detailed non-destructive testing, hydraulic cleaning, and mechanical repairs. Surface-supplied equipment includes umbilical bundles delivering breathing gas, communications, video telemetry, and depth monitoring. Where human entry is restricted or unsafe, such as within narrow lock culverts or during high current conditions, many remotely operated vehicles or acoustic imaging platforms are deployed. Hydrodynamic conditions in major port channels require robust positioning technology. Sonar systems, including imaging sector sonars and multi-beam profilers, complement visual inspections in turbid water, where visibility drops below half a meter. Surface cleaning tools, such as cavitation jets and rotating brush systems, clear marine growth from structural surfaces without damaging protective coatings or base steel. For ultrasonic thickness measurements on steel sheet piling, surface preparation must expose bare metal to ensure accurate probe contact. Calibration blocks matching the structural alloy are used on site to verify sensor accuracy before recording measurements. Selecting the appropriate combination of diver intervention, robotic platforms, and acoustic instrumentation ensures efficient execution across variable port environments. Execution of underwater port maintenance requires real-time control and adherence to standardized quality procedures. Operations are governed from a surface dive control station where supervisors monitor diver depth, breathing gas supply, and live video feeds continuously. For quay wall inspections, execution follows the predetermined spatial grid, progressing panel by panel from top elevation to mudline. Visual and ultrasonic measurements are logged immediately into real-time digital entry sheets, linking every measurement point to exact coordinates. In tidal environments, work around lock sills and quay footings is restricted to slack water windows, which may last only 45 to 90 minutes per tide cycle. Diver teams must execute rapid, highly structured tasks during these windows before currents exceed safe operational limits. Quality control involves concurrent review of acoustic and visual logs by on-site project engineers. If defect anomalies such as severe section loss, concrete spalling, or scour holes are detected, immediate secondary passes are performed to confirm defect boundaries. Live surface telemetry allows third-party class surveyors or port engineers to observe inspections remotely and request targeted measurement verification in real time. Rigorous execution control prevents missed inspection points and guarantees that field data meets international marine classification standards. Risk management in live port underwater operations centers on managing differential pressure hazards, commercial traffic, and contaminated water conditions. Differential pressure, or delta P, occurs when water moves between zones of unequal pressure, such as near lock sluice gates, culverts, or damaged sheet pile walls. Delta P forces can trap a diver instantly. Consequently, strict physical isolation and lockout procedures are mandatory before diving near control structures. Operational risk assessments address ship traffic hazards by enforcing active radar monitoring, visual lookouts, and continuous radio contact with port vessel traffic services. Dive boats display standardized flag signals, and local notices to mariners are published prior to works. Water quality in industrial port basins often presents chemical or microbiological hazards. Divers utilize fully enclosed helmets with positive pressure dry suits, coupled with surface decontamination stations to mitigate contamination risks. Standby divers, fully equipped and ready for immediate entry, are maintained on deck throughout all dive operations. Atmospheric monitoring is enforced in confined spaces near lock chambers. Systematic risk management protocols comply with European safety directives, national diving regulations, and port health authority standards, ensuring that high-risk underwater activities are executed safely without operational compromises. Because the physical infrastructure remains submerged and invisible to port managers, comprehensive technical documentation is the true final deliverable of any underwater scope. Standardized reporting transforms raw subsea telemetry into actionable civil engineering data. Technical reports must include geo-referenced plan drawings, CAD overlays, continuous video logs with synchronized audio commentary, and tabulated ultrasonic measurement grids. Sectioning quay walls into repeatable spatial panels allows engineering teams to track corrosion rates, concrete degradation, and crack propagation across multi-year inspection cycles. Comparative trend analysis identifies accelerating deterioration before structural failure occurs, transforming reactive repairs into scheduled preventative maintenance. Documentation must conform to guidelines established by relevant marine classification societies and municipal port authorities. All raw sensor data, including multi-beam bathymetry point clouds and high-resolution sonar images, must be archived in structured digital repositories. Clear labeling of structural elevation, distance from reference bollards, and tide-adjusted depth ensures that subsequent dive teams or engineering consultants can locate and re-examine specific structural features precisely. High-quality documentation provides port asset owners with verifiable engineering evidence for capital expenditure planning, regulatory audits, insurance compliance, and long-term infrastructure asset valuation. In summary, executing underwater inspection and repair works within live port environments requires structured planning, precise spatial sectioning, rigorous multi-party operational coordination, and standardized execution protocols. Asset owners must recognize that submerged port infrastructure requires proactive, long-term management based on repeatable baseline data rather than intermittent emergency interventions. Sectioning quay walls, berth pockets, and lock structures into standardized spatial reference grids transforms qualitative field observations into predictable structural degradation curves. For an asset owner planning a periodic inspection program, key operational takeaways include establishing spatial grid systems early, integrating dive operational windows directly into port vessel management schedules, enforcing strict isolation and lockout procedures for differential pressure hazards, and mandating comprehensive digital documentation deliverables that support comparative civil engineering analysis. By implementing systematic inspection frameworks, port authorities and infrastructure operators ensure full compliance with European Classification Society rules and port regulations, minimize operational risk during subsea interventions, and optimize total lifecycle maintenance costs. This concludes our technical briefing on executing underwater works inside active port facilities. This episode was produced with AI-assisted scripting and narration and reviewed by Underwater Solutions Group before publication.